Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
I am JD from How It Stacks, and I'm here to give you a little bit of foresight into our show.
This is correct.
Professor Willis and I and the Bulldog tend to get a little carried away and excited about our topics, and we can use a little language that might not be suitable for work. So this is a forewarning for all you listeners out there in magical internet land that we do use language like
F
and B
and C
and D.
And what's left?
I don't know, but we use variations of all of those.
Okay.
So for those out there with sensitive ears and listening land, this is a forewarning. We use language on the show.
Bitches.
What's up, everybody, and welcome. I am JD.
I'm Willis.
I'm Bulldog.
And this is a brand new mother effing episode of How It Stacks.
And that was a delayed reaction.
You like that?
Yeah, it was great.
I thought it was appropriate, you know. It creates a little bit of suspense.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like they don't know what's coming.
So, they never know what's coming.
Honestly, I think that's safe to say. They have no fucking clue what to expect from us.
Kind of like after you eat a stick of gum, we never know what's coming.
No, I said with sugar alcohol. If you guys stay tuned for after the episode, I'm sure you'll hear filled in on all that part of the conversation. Jared, I'm not even going to ask you how your day's been. How have you been?
Pretty good.
Fantastic.
Things are well. I feel like there's some hostility in the room now.
I think we're all a little tired and we're ready to get this thing rolling. So it's been a while since we've been together.
Yeah. Things have been bonkers fucking crazy.
Yeah, they have been. So what do you guys have? What have y'all had going on,
Almost as if Gabe played a major music festival.
Yeah, it's very much as if I played a major music festival.
Huh.
It's funny how that happened.
Yeah, I mean, one that almost, you know, took the place of a mobile staple of like 20-something years.
Yeah, at least.
Almost.
Like Bayfest has been around since I was little. And it went under last year.
What replaced Bayfest.
Pretty much.
I mean, just really close.
And it was a huge success. It was called the 1065 Festival. We played before the Mulligan Brothers, a full reunion of Wet Willie, and then the Counting Crows, who I fucking underestimated. They're incredible, and I am more of a fan having seen them live. But the show was great. We got the day off to a really good start. I think by the end of our show, we had probably 500-plus people standing there.
That's awesome, man. Well
done. It went really, really well.
I wish I had made it. It didn't work out because my back was killing me. So.
And then the next week we've got, we're filming two TV shows and doing two more festivals.
Is that more Avalon stuff?
We're filming and we filmed the promotional footage for Live from Avalon when we did it last time.
Oh, that
this
was
time
just
we're
promo
actually
stuff.
Yeah, this time we're actually filming an episode.
Look at
so
you.
This is that'll be Pawpaw's Medicine Cabinet on PBS and Alabama Public Television. Then we're also next week doing Studio Amped out of WSRE in Pensacola.
Nice.
And that I think is for Florida Public Television. And then we're doing the Blueberry Jam at Weeks Bay Plantation, which is really cool. And the day after that, we're playing the National Shrimp Festival in Gulf Shores.
Do you know the Avalon thing is going to be broadcast or is that live?
Oh no! I mean, it's taped for television, so I think he'll air the audio. Cat Certain Radio Avalon.com. Check all that out. That's going to be really cool. But he'll a lot of times he'll play the audio from the show before it actually goes out on TV. But they just aired the first episode of the series or of the season the other night, this past Tuesday. And nice. It went really well. It looked great, sounded great. It was Roman Street performing, and they're always incredible.
So basically, if anybody wants to hear from you more often, then we can put out an episode.
Yeah.
Pawpawsmedicinecabinet.com.
Pawpawsmedicinecabinet.com.
Yeah, actually, you know, we should use that as kind of like our what's how it
it's
stacks
also
up
why
to.
I sound fucking yeah. exhausted what,
what's,
right now.
What's how it stacks doing? Gabe's currently touring the United States. All right. That's for how it stacks is. You know, I think that should be our excuse now.
So like, yeah, Gabe's tired and exhausted. JD, how are you?
I'm great, man. I've been super, super busy lately. I've got my training business is going really well. The gym's going well. The family's doing great. We literally went through a 3-week bout of like cold, flu symptoms,
yeah,
throwing up.
You saying you guys have gotten sick?
I'd taken a trip to Lake Placid, and first of all, if you guys ever get a chance to go to Lake Placid,
that's the one with the giant alligator, right?
Yep, yes.
Okay.
Because that's not funny anymore. Anyway, I'm kidding.
Was there actually a giant alligator?
I don't think so.
I was just referring to the shitty movie.
Dude, I'd heard that like every time I was like, I'm going to Lake Placid. Be careful of that alligator. All right.
Oh, so it's like
yeah, there's
last name jokes for me from in middle school.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, like well, like when people come up to me and go, "Hey man, what you talking about, Willis?"
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, nice. Or Dupuy. You're like, "Oh, I had to fucking be original." Great. That's awesome. I went to Lake Placid for business, but I got so much more like just connecting with nature and just being out, man. Like it was where the Miracle on Ice took place in 1980.
That's cool.
And it was phenomenal. I jumped over some barricades and apparently snuck into an area or stumbled into an area that I wasn't supposed to be in.
Oh, yeah.
And in my flip flops, I skated on the actual ice that obviously it's 20 years later, 30 years later.
Yeah.
So it's not the same ice.
But you're they don't want just everybody doing that.
It's so. Not at that time. And yeah. So like they were setting up for the conference and I'm like,
or maybe it was just really thin and they were like, for your own protection, don't do this.
So I'm on my flip flops and I'm skating around taking an Instagram video and getting yelled at by security. And I'm like, all right. And I'm like finishing, you know, the shot. And it was fun, man, but it's a great experience. And it reminded me a lot of why that moment was so important. But I caught a bug up there, and I brought it back, and like my entire family got wiped out for 3 weekends.
Ouch!
I thought you meant like an insect.
No. But no, I mean,
like you caught a bug and brought it home.
I mean,
What are you trying to ruin our
ecosystem?
Environment here? Jeez, yeah. An invasive species.
But so that was interesting. But outside of that, man, the big thing that I got now is Holding Patterns is at the Austin Film Festival, which is the big movie I did last summer.
Sweet.
And then Long Shots, the web series I did, which is already getting a little bit of hype, is going to debut here in about a month or so.
Cool.
And,
I want to be the first to say that I can't wait to see what you did last summer.
Yeah, I know, right? That actually, I think you are the first to say that. So congratulations.
Yes.
Nice.
But yeah, it's a lot of cool stuff, man. I did a guest spot for the Between the Line, which is another partner show on the Mopcast Network.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Yeah, man, just been super freaking busy.
I did a show here last week.
We are actually new studio.
Yeah, we're not skipping over you. I was actually
no,
just about,
we are.
I
was
actually
he was
just
a
about
douche.
To say
he just told me we were skipping over me earlier.
Well, yeah, but I'm on your side here. Oh, so yes. We're coming back.
Yeah, that's why back. Actually, if you ever wonder why we don't have four people, it's because if there's ever a vote.
we want number. Someone to lose.
Yeah, yeah. Which is me.
No
I
ties.
Always lose.
No ties.
So, yeah, we're recording at Deep Fried Studios at the Container Yard in Mobile, thanks to Mr. Johnny Gwynn and all of the other wonderful people up here. Last week I came up here and did a guest spot on what they called at the time Container Yard Live, which was John Miller from Fans Down South.
Okay.
And Johnny Gwynn from Crusader of Cool. But anyway, they had me get on there and do a couple of songs, and they had Eric Erdman get on and do a couple of songs. If you've never heard him, he's fantastic. Great songwriter. But that was a lot of fun, and so we're now up here in Deep Fried Studios, and we're recording, and it's fantastic.
I do dig the studio.
How have you been?
I've been doing really well. Thank
cool.
you for asking.
Awesome.
You guys would have gotten the effect if y'all would have. He looked at him when he said that. It was cute.
Why do you have to ruin our moment?
I feel that I'm going to be attacked a lot on this show, so I'm just going to go ahead and get on the defensive and say,
probably a good plan. You've been taking those courses, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Self-defense. Let's do this.
Fantastic. just I've been working a lot, so
yeah. We actually need to put you in the middle of the how you're doing, because Gabe and I tend to have like good news.
Yeah,
and so like, when we end,
my back still hurts,
and you're like, how you doing? Why put my dog down? So yeah, you can't, you know, go last anymore.
You know what? I'm feeling fantastic right now.
There you go. Yeah. That's awesome. Well, you know, since everybody's in such a great mood,
yeah,
let's talk about our topic, for Christ's sake.
I wanna be the very best, like no one ever was. To catch them is my real test. To train them is my cause. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. Each Pokemon.
Stop.
Like no one ever was.
Stop. Please stop.
No, that's what my son does when I start singing along to this song.
Oh, okay.
My oldest son loves this show. He's I'll actually travel not watching XY or one of the newer ones that actually looks decent. It would have been right next to Netflix. It would have looked a lot.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. I think I flipped by that one.
He's now on that, and every time I'm like, I get three words into it, and he's like, "Stop it, Dad!"
The theme song is not nearly as bad as
the theme as song the, is great.
The damn
Pokey Rap,
the Team Rocket shit.
Oh my god,
the fucking Team Rocket shit.
Hey, whoa! Save your hatred for the second half of the show.
Okay. All right.
How do you know he doesn't remember that from his childhood?
Yeah, I haven't gone into any specifics.
Okay. All right, then tell me.
That being said. I did not watch this show as a child.
Okay, so Gabe's pretty much just going to make fun of me.
Pretty much.
For this first half.
Wait. Before we get started, I'm in that club too.
I know. So, okay, so Pokemon.
Whose idea was this again?
It was JD's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm pointing.
He's pointing to me. I chose Pokemon for us or recommended it due to, like, I mean, it's no matter where we fall, it's still got hype.
I should also mention, I don't know if you guys got to meet her too, but Veronica Taylor was at Pensacon several years. And while I'm not, I haven't had a lot of childhood experience with this, meeting her was really nice. She was really awesome.
Well, she wasn't the person who gave you the compliment about her.
No, that was Monica Riles from, I forget what she's.
Okay. That's right.
But she was a really sweet lady, too.
Look up Monica Riles on Pensacon's website, and it'll probably
speaking of, anyway. So Pokemon was huge growing up, right? I mean, there's no denying how big this thing was. Yeah. My mom getting us Pokemon Red, the original. There was two versions.
Was this the card version?
The game. The game, I think, came before the
SNES?
Cards. Yeah. No, it was Game Boy.
Oh, it was Game Boy. Okay.
Yeah, and so we played Pokemon Red, and our first Pokemon was Charmander.
How much did that dice generator cost?
What?
I'm just I'm fucking with you about the Pokemon video games.
Oh, I don't remember what you're. Is there a Pokemon? Is there a dice generator?
Well, it's basically what the game is.
No, actually, it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's so much. Outside looking in, yes, it's very much feels like that. But there's actually like statistics and fight stats and base stats and skill stats that each of the characters have. I'll show you on the Pokemon.
Let me pull up my favorite source. Go ahead. Keep going.
I know. So when Gabe gets done looking up cracks, I should be done with my rant. So our first game was Pokemon Red. We did Charmander, and somehow we actually got along and took turns playing that game. And then it kind of fell out of my attention radar. Well, fast forward a couple years, and it's on, like, I used to get up at school. I'd get up at 6, leave for school at 7, and it would be on at like Fox. It would be like the Pokemon cartoon, and I shit you not, I'd watch it all the time. You know, I'd get up, and I'd be eating like a Pop-Tart, s'more Pop-Tarts, which are delicious, by the way, on a cold day.
I'm sure those end up really nice.
Yeah. So anyway, we watched, and Pokemon was huge, man. And I remember like being all about it. I was totally into it. You know, at the time, I think I was still big into Dragon Ball Z.
I won't fault you there. I actually enjoyed Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I loved it.
Even though every like third episode was filler. But
yeah, the Dragon Ball Z is filler. That's how, if you want to, it's filler. But yeah, so this came out around the same time, and Dragon Ball Z was successful with the teenage crowd, but it didn't get the attention that Pokemon did. As Pokemon was just a mass hysteria style craze, from the plush creatures to toys to the card games. I mean, hell, Burger King launched a 5 or 6 Pokeball set with these gold plated Pokemon cards inside of them, in honor of a movie of Pokemon that was getting released at the same time. I mean, it was huge. This thing was crazy. The trading card game was ridiculous. I even had some of those. I remember my younger cousin had those. I remember kids at school doing Pokemon. Now, at this time, I was very much in my teenage years, so it wasn't as, like, prominent, you know. But I did live, at the time, I was living with, you know, kids under 10. Right. You know, it was my aunt. And, like, yeah, they were, I mean, it was crazy. You could not get away from Pokemon. It was every freaking where, dude.
Oh, that's where we were coming from earlier. I was like, no, we knew it was everywhere. We just didn't play it.
Yeah.
Partially out of, what's the word for it? It's just refusing to do something because other people do it. I can't think of the word for it.
Douche?
Sure. Sure.
That's what I consider that.
Why not?
Hey, Jared, how did you feel about this as a kid?
You know, it's really hard to explain. I think the best way to say it would just be to not say anything.
Yeah.
Because okay. I don't have any memories of it.
Yeah, okay.
I enjoyed Pogs more.
Cool.
You should see the look on JD's face right now.
That's good for you.
I don't have anything else to say because I literally watched 0 of this show and played 0 of the card games and 0 of the Game Boy.
Yeah, games. Yeah. Right here, too.
Yeah.
And right here, too. So, hey, JD.
Do you have anything else you want to share?
Yeah.
I guess we should go to the break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to How It Stacks. My name's Willis.
I'm JD.
And I'm Bulldog.
Hey.
How's it going?
We're back.
So, in honor.
JD has decided to grace us with his game.
Yep, the grace him with the game. No, in time, we just didn't have the time to do it before the break. This is a good long game. Mm-hmm. So, we've got 151 Pokemon, the original OG gangsters.
Is that so that they could say 150 or more?
Yeah, well, the whole 151 thing came when Mew... actually started like getting
Mew
some,
or Mew. Mew.
So Mewtwo is a clone of Mew.
Oh, okay.
Mew is actually.
It's also clear to me now.
Yeah, let's see. I'll double check my list.
Make sure that's not look, on there. Yeah,
no, they're
they're clones, so they don't look any different, right?
Mew is 151. Mewtwo is 150.
Oh, okay.
Okay, which is
also
backwards.
I was looking at IMDb trivia for this.
It's
Mew like, is 151.
So the clone is the first one, and then so Pokemon does really.
Wait, how can the clone be the first one?
I have no idea.
That's a Connor paradox.
Yeah. Oh God.
We don't have a whiteboard.
Yeah. So I mean, it's what Pokemon does well is each Pokemon, like the first evolution, then the second evolution, and the third, you know, all goes in order 1, 2, 3. But Mew is an oddball where Mew. Is 151 and Mewtwo is 152. In the original games, you couldn't actually get Mew. You had to get Mewtwo. We're just going to start with the number one on the Pokédex, which is number one in some people's hearts. This little guy right here. And what we're going to do is just whoever can raise your hand.
Bulbasaur.
You didn't raise your hand.
By the way, I'm going to be terrible at this game.
Okay.
Well, so for those of you listening, because you can't watch us, he's holding up pictures of these things and asking us to name them.
I'm going to call out the Pokédex number for these of you who hear the episodes. If you're mega nerds,
I'm just saying,
you'll be
able to
reference what
I'm just saying
that,
you know,
about.
Maybe that needed to be clarified.
So he didn't raise his hand before he shouted it out.
He did raise his hand, and there was no chance I was raising my hand on it either.
But he said the answer after he raised his hand, or before.
Good for him. I didn't know the answer.
I was trying to give you the point, Gabe. I'm going to draw a little hat.
I'm fully expecting a shutout on this.
All right. And so Pokédex number 2 is going to be his evolution. What do we name this guy?
Ivysaur.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. Pokédex entry number 3 is going to be this dude.
Oh, I didn't raise my hand. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't get it. You want to take a stab?
No.
Okay, this guy right here.
Venusaur.
Nice. Okay, well that's
did I mention I'm not really a Pokemon guy?
Oh, we're skipping around. We're not going to go down the list.
Yeah, yeah, I was about to say because the ones on page 1. Oh, hey, there we go. Yeah,
well, that one's, wait, whoa,
let's go ahead.
Why are we even raising hands if we're just going to point at the game first? For those of you at home who can't watch this, yeah. JD totally pointed the page at Gabe and didn't show me the options.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I could point this. He just, doesn't want me to get zero.
I could point this shit to a blind kid and he would get this Pokemon.
Yeah, it's Pikachu. It's Pikachu. Nice. I know Pikachu. I know.
I tell you what. I tell you what. He's got 3 points. Yeah. I'll give you one for this guy, and I'll give you two if you can name his evolution.
Oh Jesus!
I that would catch you up.
Do I get the 2 points?
No, you get the one. What is Pikachu's evolution?
Oh fuck if I know.
Raichu.
Yeah.
Raichu. Is it like Raichu?
You know what?
It's not spelled that way.
Sure.
Oh, okay.
They're
sure.
all the spellings are plays off of the way it sounds.
Yeah.
Then none of them, very few of them, also, are spelled that way.
Pokemon rumor is that humans learned actual language from Pokemon.
Oh, that was
yeah, I remember I saw the episode where they explained the whole Pokemon and people come from space thing or whatever.
So what about this one right here? This guy. And I'll call his Poke number out in just a minute. Jared?
Psyduck.
All right. So this game's not going to go like I thought it was. All right. Okay.
It's going to go exactly like I thought it was.
This cute little guy has 3 alternate evolution forms. Each one of them is a different element.
Eevee.
He didn't even have to look at the fucking paper.
Mm-mm. I would. Yeah.
Jolteon, Vaporeon, and
Flareon?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Okay. Gabe with a steal. That's 7 there. Points for Gabe. So I want to keep going, but only to see how much he knows.
Please continue.
Okay. So I'll just, you know what? Since we're having struggles here, we left off on, in order, Venusaur.
Yeah.
Who's the next Pokemon?
Charmander.
Okay, who comes after Charmander?
That's Charizard.
Oh, no. That would be Charmander's evolution is going to be Charmeleon.
Oh, Charmeleon, and then it's Charmeleon. Charizard. Okay, my bad.
That's okay. It's all right. So far, you've only missed one of the first. Okay, what are the next 3, Jared?
Oh, I have to see the pictures.
I was impressed as shit that you were just going by the numbers.
Yeah. Oh, no, that'd be Squirtle.
Okay.
And then
I knew Squirtle. I didn't see Squirtle, but I knew Squirtle.
The last one's Wartortle, but I don't remember the middle one.
You actually have it backwards.
Is it Wartortle and then something else?
I'll give you the last part of the name, Toys.
Oh, Blastoise?
There you go. All right. So we struggled a little bit with the water type. That's okay.
I got the first one.
What about this little
guy? Oh, I know that guy. Hang on, let me see him. Oh, that's that's one of the episodes I watched. Caterpie.
It's close enough.
Caterpie.
That's at least 25 points.
All right. Okay.
Next one. Do you want to go for the evolve?
Yeah. What do you know? The evolution.
I don't remember the name of it.
These two always confuse me because there's two of the cocoons.
There was a big fight in one of the episodes where they put two of them against each other, and it was just long and boring, and they like made a big joke out of these two. Cocoon types fighting each other like Metapod, that's the one. Okay.
So and what does Metapod evolve to?
Ooh, I know that one.
All right.
Butterfree.
Nice. And this guy.
They're
you should have seen this episode.
Yeah, they're called Buzzbees. No, not Buzz no Drill Buzz or Buzz Drills. Or Bee Drills. That's it.
There you
bee
go, drills. Man.
Yes.
Buzz kills.
Okay, so then the next Pokemon is going to be the first of the flying type.
Okay, I don't remember the first one because it evolved really quick. It was like a Pidgeotto.
You're really close to the evolve.
I know the evolve is Pidgeotto.
Well, it starts with Pidgey.
Okay.
And then it goes to Pidgeotto, and then it's Pidgeotto or Pidgeotto.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I say those are points for.
We're almost to the first page.
Yeah. Are you really going to make his name all 151 of these fuckers?
No, I'm going to skip through just a second.
Okay.
Are these guys?
Well, he mentioned them earlier. That's Rattata, I guess.
This is actually just cannon fodder for Pokemon Go players.
Yeah.
Oh, you skipped the second one. It's
Rattata.
Oh, I don't.
Rattata.
I don't know.
Well, it's Rattata, and then the next one is.
He's skipping all the ones that I don't know.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah.
If it came after like episode 7, Raticate. If it came after like episode 7 or 8, then I'm shit out of luck.
Fair enough.
Okay. All right. Let's go to this page. This is going to be... Let's
see, what number?
I'll have to find them on this list.
I won't look.
I don't think you could see it unless you really stared at this page.
I'll probably know from the picture, so it's fine.
You think so?
Did I not show you? Did I not show you why I know all these?
Oh yeah, you were drawing. Mm. You actually
my son got obsessed. Mm. We bought him the 700, the complete collection of all 700 in a book with all their stats and their like.
They're 700.
Yeah,
over. I thought 700. We were at 151.
That's for the original. They are currently over 700.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, all right. So
I've been drawing them, and he's been coloring them, and he wants to name them. So I have to go like get the right spelling. So.
Okay. Yeah. So Pokemon number 56 in the Pokédex.
Okay, that doesn't help. A picture would. Are you the one above it, or the one you're covering?
I'm sorry. The one. This little guy right here.
I actually don't know that one.
Yeah, me either.
That is Mankey.
Mankey?
I have not drawn that one yet.
The character next to him?
The Evolve or the next one?
The Evolve.
No idea. Yeah, Spanky.
It's close. Prime Ape.
Oh, okay.
All right, so I'm going to jump.
That is not close to Spanky.
Now the next one is Growlithe.
Yep.
I don't remember the Evolve.
Arcanine, I think.
Oh, because, yeah.
Yeah, Arcanine. One of my favorite ones that I never had. I actually had to pay one of the NPCs in the game to raise for me. And it is going to be...
Wait, let me see the picture. I'll show you. I might be able to tell you the name.
He's finding it. He's got a
look. I highly doubt it, but I might be able to.
Pokemon number 130.
Okay, see, I saw it from a distance. I thought it was the Onyx or whatever that Brock uses in the TV show. Yeah. Onyx. But yeah, it's not that. It's something else.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That'd be that would be Gyarados. He's the evolved form of Magikarp.
The dead fish that flops around everywhere.
Yeah. Super.
So Magikarp is one of the ones that's like, it's super easy to catch. You can just walk up and drop your fishing pole in the game into the water and you pull out a Magikarp. Yeah. It's like, easy. But to evolve it, it takes like tons of time because Gyarados is one of the more powerful creatures.
This is probably a good time to transition to like how we feel now as adults.
Yeah, I mean the game's over. I've
been biting my tongue for that whole long ass game.
It was evidently clear by Pokemon 3 that you were going to just clean house. So kudos.
Yeah. No. So
I think you know what? I'd like to thank my son.
You should.
He's the one who helped me win this battle. He gave me the knowledge and the strength.
Nice.
To be the very best.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck Jesse, fuck James, and fuck Meowth.
I always hated that fucking cat.
That's the thing is, I wouldn't feel so strongly about it if they didn't go through that whole goddamn spiel every time they come on camera.
Where there's trouble, count it double.
You shut the fuck up right now. You shut the fuck up right now. Not kidding. Not kidding. Oh, I don't want to hear that shit one more time.
Oh, my gosh. There's actually an episode where
Jesse's the girl. James is the guy.
Blue. Yeah. Actually got breasts. He had breasts on an episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, just out of nowhere?
I honestly, like, it's...
Just took booby pills.
It was
day.
One of those, like, hey, this shit happened, believe it or not, sites. And I clicked it, and I was like, oh, he did have tits. Okay, that's cool. All right.
Sure you weren't on a Rule 34 site?
Not at that time.
Not that time.
Not at that time.
Okay.
No, I mean, so as an adult, having to experience
was it
this,
Squirtle?
Squirtle, yeah. So did you ever hear, like, so... Squirtle, I can't... What is it? It's I...
Happens during JD's O face.
I put my war turtle in her Blastoise to make her
Ooh.
Squirtle.
Ooh. Ooh. See, how did we not play that game? How did we not do dirty Mad Libs with Pokemon names?
I put my Caterpie.
God, that is such a missed opportunity.
I put my Caterpie. I actually, after I got Harkuna, I put my Caterpie in her Venusaur to watch her Charmander.
Did you pincer?
I did pincer. No, that's good. That was good. That's good.
I had never watched or played anything Pokemon related except for Smash Brothers ever until yesterday.
I
made it through maybe 8 episodes.
Bravo.
Let me double check. It was either 7 or 8, and I may have been asleep for one of those.
I think I got through seven.
Yeah. Cool. Awesome. I was so thinking that you guys were going to be like two or three seasons in.
Oh, I'm 50.
And I was going to be.
JD's like 50 episodes in. I was like, I think I got to seven.
So no, I've seen. I had just started episode nine.
I've seen bits from further seasons because my son watches it and I've seen like clips of it. My wife has seen more of the show because she actually sits down and watches it with him.
Nice.
I don't know
that's awfully sweet of her.
I don't know if it's because, like, I don't know if he should be watching this, so I'm going to watch it and make sure nothing crazy happens. Like a dude randomly.
Make sure it's not like a Chin Pokemon thing from South Park.
Like a random guy getting boobs. I don't know.
Well, there's the only thing on that topic, you remind me about that, about this show that I did not like as an adult is the consumerism that's fueled behind it.
You mean the song at the very end?
It's that, but it's like, you gotta tune in next week. You gotta watch them. You don't miss tomorrow. We're gonna tell you
that's the
book.
That's the whole thing behind the show, too.
Though. Well, it's also like
faulting Star Wars for toys.
No, yeah. Because like with Star Wars, it's like, hey, buy our cool shit. You know, this one's like, hey, you have to get the cool shit.
I mean, no, from early on in Star Wars, it was very merchandise driven. Like they made toys for every bit character in the movies.
But when you're watching Star Wars, you don't get smacked over the face with like, hey, don't forget to buy the toys.
Well, you didn't used to.
Fair enough.
I'd say that really happened in the 80s. I remember watching like Transformers and they're like, hey, you like Optimus Prime now? Wait till you own him. What I think this game in this franchise, we're on the game, I'm talking about the show right now, but like what they did well for this was drive the community behind the franchise, right? So cool, you bought blue, I bought red. My Alakazam can't evolve until you and I trade characters. So I'm going to give you my Alakazam. You give me that one blue that I couldn't catch on my red, and now I've got all 151 Pokemon, and so do you.
No.
Right? I mean, like, that was
so you could actually trade in-game.
Yeah, you could trade,
so copies of
just for clarification, we are talking about the television show on this episode.
Right, but I mean, I'm trying to explain the madness behind it as an adult. Yeah. Like, so okay. I mean, the movie or the show drove all this shit, but in the games, I mean, like, it works, right? So I'm bitching about that it's the same game with different colors, but it does work. So like, if you
you didn't have to buy red, you just had to know somebody who had it.
Right. So like,
going to trade.
Okay. The problem was certain Pokemon would not evolve unless you traded them. Right. And the whole like backstory, quote unquote lore, quote unquote fake canon, quote unquote internet rumor, is that the reason why the Pokemon would evolve when you traded them is because they were going through separation anxiety of being ripped away from you as the player, and so they were trying to show off that they were tough and stronger, and they would change into a new character.
That's so messed up.
No shit, right? Now you're like, I don't ever want to give my Pokemon
away. It's kind of twisted, yeah.
But no, but if it was actually in one of the episodes where the what was it, the Brotherhood at the Rock City,
mm-hmm.
Where they were all like, no, you've got to evolve your Squirtle or whatever it was, and the kid was like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then the Ash was like, oh yeah, I probably should have like asked my guys, like, you want to do that?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I kind of just wanted to make you do it.
Yeah, like, exactly. It's such a weird thing. But for me, the show, you know, aside from the consumerism behind it, which, I mean, at that point, I should be pissed about Transformers. I mean, Gabe's obvious. He's right, you know. But
could you say that again? I love hearing it.
Gabe was right.
hey, I'm going to mark your words.
That's fine. So the consumerism was rough. The writing wasn't terrible for me. You know what I mean? Like, I've watched anime.
Outside of
I've watched
Team Rocket?
Yeah, Team Rocket was just so goddamn annoying. And they've always been fucking annoying. And here's the worst part about that shit. They originally had plans to make Meowth the Pikachu.
Oh, the one that Ash got because he was late?
Yeah, so Meowth says, blah, blah, you know, whatever, like that dumbass little cat, like the Team Rocket.
He reminds me of a cartoon. Go ahead.
Something neat that I dug out of the IMDb facts.
Licky Tongue?
This. Well, no, it's because they were listed right next to Licky Tongue. Hitmonchan and Hitmonlee are named after Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan.
Oh, yeah, isn't that cool?
Nice.
Yeah.
My biggest gripe with it as an adult would have been the Team Rocket shit. You know, like that to me was just
they got really old really fast.
It did. Try 30 plus 50 fucking episodes and it's just like, oh my god damn.
And that's the thing is they make fun of it themselves on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, cause there was an episode where Meowth was trying to write him a theme song so that he wouldn't have to hear that shit anymore. And Ash cracking jokes about how don't you get tired of saying the same thing every time you walk into a room? You know, so it's very self-aware about it, but that doesn't make it less irritating.
It doesn't make it right.
Do we want to point out the fact that they're like, hey, 10-year-old, take this wild animal and go travel the world and catch other wild animals?
My wife brought it up a couple days ago. She was like, hey, can you imagine Josiah being 10 and just like leaving? To go across the country and like catch wild animals and make them fight.
Yeah. Like, to break this premise down, it's like, no. I want you to go buy a dog. I want you to raise it. And I want you to go kill other animals with it. No, that's a felony. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's what that shit is. That's a felony.
Yeah. It's not dogs, but yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
No, that's why I stopped.
I mean, yeah, I get
was like,
it.
Well, you know, it's not dogs, but no, that's.
I mean,
like,
could you imagine, like,
illegal, so
could you imagine, like, Gabe? I really know that you've worked hard this year. You're up for the promotion. All you got to do is beat my cockadoo. Come on, you know.
You're what?
My cockadoo.
Your cockadoo.
Yeah, you've got to beat his cockadoo.
You've got to beat my cockadoo.
You haven't run into this in your previous positions.
Afraid not.
And now that we're fighting Pokemon, you've got to come fight my cockadoo to get your promotion.
Oh, okay.
If you win, you can have my badge.
You can have your licky tongue.
My licky tongue.
All right. So, stackage time?
Sure.
Yeah.
Wait, how should we? Hold on. We have to alternate. You go first.
Okay. I got a whole lot of meh out of it. I watched, like I said, I started episode 9 before I came here. And I will say I didn't hate it as much as I was expecting to. Like, I thought it was going to be like pulling teeth.
Episode 9 specifically or the entire show?
No, just the show in general. I did not have high hopes for it. And so it did better than I expected it to.
So technically it exceeded your expectations.
It did exceed my expectations. It did exceed my expectations.
So it stacks.
Man, that's such a strong word. It's such a strong word.
I mean, you just defined the word. I feel like we're playing a middle school flashcard game, and you're like, "What a bubba."
Yeah, it's as soft as a stack can be, but yeah,
as flaccid as a catapult.
It's a flaccid stack.
It's not a hard kuna. It's a catapult.
It's more of a ghastly than a metapod.
Bulldog.
No, you have to go.
Okay.
If only for that.
Yeah.
I caught you off guard and you didn't know what to say.
No, I mean it doesn't stack. And
I thought some of the jokes were funny.
Here's the thing.
The writing's not terrible.
I had a great conversation with Drew Hall the other day. Where this show failed for me is, I mean, it brings me back, but not in the same way. I'm not as excited. I'm not as entertained. It's not as a fun of a journey for me. It feels more laborious. I still trip out and like, because it's such a huge hit now. But to actually like put it in real life, like, okay, well, you know, I know that you and I have a disagreement. Get your dog. I'll get my cat. We'll fight him to the death. So it doesn't stack for me. It was a little. It wasn't that bitter of a pill to swallow to not stack it. But it didn't recapture those moments like, you know, other things have in the past.
I wish that it had been more enjoyable than it was. That's an odd thing for me to say, but honestly, it would just be so I could have fun with my kid more.
But yeah, I see that.
I hate watching the show. I wish I could enjoy it more, and I just don't. And we've already covered everything. Gabe pretty much covered all my points.
It's true.
Like, I really think we just it. I don't know how to. I don't have anything else to say.
So So I'm the closest to an actual stack, and that's a pretty flaccid one. So we're not.
You know what? No, because I thought I would enjoy it more. So I'm actually not stacking it.
Okay.
But
I hoped I would have.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would, but I still didn't really enjoy it.
I stacked the theme song.
It was okay.
It's so catchy.
The theme song is good. The theme song is catchy.
I'll travel far and wide.
All right. So that's a no, a no, and like the softest fucking yes ever.
It is what it is. It's awesome. Yeah. I have no hard feelings. about
they evidently knew they're just game.
Yeah.
I couldn't give it a more limp yes.
It makes me hesitant about Dragon Ball Z if we ever get around to doing that.
Please don't do Dragon Ball Z.
Did you have any, like, that's like 10 seasons, and each season's not like 50 episodes. They're like 100 fucking something.
Yeah, yeah, no, I'll make it through like 5.
Anyway.
So, no, limp yes.
Yeah, no, limp yes. I'm sure that's how Limp Bizkit's band name got started. No, Limp Bizkit? Yes.
Limp something.
Catch us on social media. That'd be Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube for the occasional thing that we do there.
Yeah.
@HowItStacks/HowItStacks.
Yeah, I'm the Depew at all the social media stuff, and Depew Fit on Snapchat. Yeah. And yeah. Got all those things.
And you can find out more information on my band at pawpawsmedicinecabinet.com or on the Facebooks, the Instagrams, the Twitters, and all them things.
And remember, if you don't hear from us, check out Pawpaw's Medicine Cabinet's Facebook page.
Yeah.
If they're busy, that means we are.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for listening to us rant today
yes.
about Pokemon. And
it's been much more fun for us than it probably has for you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm Bulldog.
I'm Willis.
I'm Diglett. I mean, J.D.
J. Diglett.
I'm J. Diglett. It's only bad if she Vaporeons on your face. I want to name an album after my asshole. Way to go.
Call it Limp Diglett.
Limp Diglett. Oh my God, that's our punk rock band.
We will come out in Pokemon cosplay and do nothing but cheesy 80s hair ballads.
I was going to say Limp. Did you hear what he said? We should just cover like Limp Bizkit music as Limp Diglett, but like
but
insert Pokemon references.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Okay.
I did.
Okay. Like the chocolate star you and the All right.
We have to do this.
There's plenty of pictures that show that the people do eat Pokemon.
But many, many times afterward.
many times after.
That was a different research project.
Yes. Me and Jinx got real close. I mean,
disturbing. Knowing what Gabe said earlier, disturbing.
Yeah. Who won the battle?
Mr. Jinx always
wins. Mr. Jinx.
Right? So there's still Pokemon XGBY or whatever the new games are. You know, there's Pokemon
Sorry,
Go.
When you said that, all I could think was Pokemon LGBT.
You know what?
That makes for a way different show.
I'm sure that show has been made before. I'm sure that's Rule 34 of the internet. Yeah,
I don't know if fan fiction counts. Let's do like 2, maybe 3 more.
Okay, then I'll go to some...
Let's put an ending on this
point. Do you have a feeling it might be getting boring for the people listening?
It's getting boring for me.
We're all eating like
healthy,
the same food. It would be the same. So.
Right, but we're not.
I know, you're eating the protein.
Oh, no. I like to think everyone has their own individual flavor.
Oh, no. I think so. They would be different, but it wouldn't be necessarily more offensive than the other.
It would be like different kinds of stand-up comedy. You're still getting essentially the same thing, but it's a little different.
I believe there are some smells, some deuces out there that are just more offensive than us.
If
I walk by the bathroom at my gym and I'm in the hallway and it stinks, then you've got some eating habits to fix.
Or you're just taking the same fucking protein shit that you took.
There's nothing.
Dude, you ran us out of a room in the middle of a game of Dungeons and Dragons. You realize how hard that is?
I did that when I was my stomach doesn't tolerate gum and water.
We're having an argument over who has the smelliest shit.
I know. But like I'm actually like have some type of like gastro allergy to like specific types of boogers.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.